Dave Moore on Today FM.
Welcome to the Dave Moore podcast. Hello, everybody. I'm here. Cahill's here. Emer's here. Emer, did your sad pants arrive?
Yeah.
What are these?
So, Cahill, in the last podcast, we talked about Emer's sad pants, where sometimes, you know, when you're feeling sad, you need to reward yourself. So Emer went and bought herself some pants last time she felt sad, but they hadn't arrived.
Oh, you're right. It's not them on you.
No, they're on my person, though. They're going back to the shop.
What?
Yeah, I tried them on and they're just not. They make me happy.
Okay, because that
was getting them made me happy. Yeah. Picking them up that day, and then I tried them on, and they're a little long, and like I love a bright lamé anything, but they're just
sorry. What was that word?
Lamé.
What's that mean?
Kind of shiny.
Oh, okay.
They're gold shiny pants.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do that lovely thing where I'm gonna bring them back and get my money back, and then be like, "Oh, free money!"
Yes, exactly. It's free money when you return something and you get your money back. It's free money. Yeah.
So I've already got my eyes on something else. I was like, okay. I can buy that with the money I've saved. And then literally had this conversation where I was like, I can buy with the money. That's not a saving.
That's girl math.
Yeah,
that works. Girl math. That absolutely works. Well, we look forward to seeing whatever your replacement sad pants are whenever they arrive.
It's a great idea.
It is a great idea, in fairness.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I never think of that. I never think of going. Now, I have recently online shopped just because I needed to, but I'd never think of doing something like that.
Yeah, if you're feeling a little bit, you know, just get yourself, even if it's something small, because there's nothing like the anticipation of even the smallest thing arriving. Like you saw the other day, I got a knife sharpener, which, by the way, oh my God, I'm going to get so many injuries.
I knew it.
My knife, now not from sharpening, not from the actual
from
process
the knife
of sharpening.
So sharp, yeah.
Once there's, because I was kind of absentmindedly, so it's a weird thing where you roll something against a knife. Anyway, so look, it's a long story.
I think you should do a video on your Instagram of that.
Yeah,
I can't. I saw the sharpener, but I can't picture
how
you do it.
Yeah,
a little explainer be good.
However, I was absentmindedly doing it for ages, assuming that this isn't working, you know, whatever, chatting to my missus, and flipped it around, did the other way, whatever, and then looked at it and went, well, I don't know, it looks sharp, whatever. And then I got a cherry tomato out of the fridge and like introduced the knife into the very universe of the cherry tomato and it split open. I was like, oh my God. Then I had to say to Tracy, we need to put this knife away because the kids couldn't possibly get near this knife. So oh, now that knife is now up on like top of the cookbooks.
It's too sharp.
It's too sharp. I'm going to have to dull it.
And do you see anything coming off the knife as you're doing it?
No.
That's dangerous.
No, it is.
Because if I don't see instant results in anything, I'll just keep going
I just assumed this will take ages. Obviously, it maybe takes like 5 rolls one way, 5 the other way, and you're ready to rock.
Oh my God.
So anyway, I'll put a video on my Instagram some stage at DaveTodayFM. But yeah, amazing. New purchase. I'm so excited.
Excited for the content.
That's what you got to do, though. You got to get yourself a little something. Like, I was so excited for that to arrive. It wasn't a big purchase. It was only a couple of quid, but just wait.
Like, my favorite thing to do when I'm sad is like go in and buy like a cheapy face mask.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's just something.
Mine's a spice bag.
Yeah, but that's cool too.
But that's gone so quickly.
Well, no. I mean,
and I'm not waiting for that. I'm like literally waiting 20 minutes for your man.
But you know it's coming.
Yeah, you're getting that gratification.
Maybe that's it, so.
Or maybe you should try a face mask.
I'll try something. Face masks, maybe not.
No, we just heard. This is kind of an intervention. You need to try a face mask.
Yeah, this is actually, we've played a long game on this
for
a while.
The amount of creams I use, my missus works in a dermatology clinic, fancy face. The amount of fancy creams I'm putting on my face every day and night.
Brilliant. Right, well, look, whatever it is makes you happy, go and do a little bit of that for yourself today. Hopefully listen to this podcast and make you happy. This certainly will. I just realized when I got approached by a dad and a son during the week that people, when there's midterms and when the kids are off school, they bring their kids to work. So I wanted to know what kids were working, what jobs were they doing. Oh my God, we're such a laugh. Right, so many messages coming in on 087-4100-102 from kids who are going to work this week because it's a midterm and some kids are lucky enough to get the chance to go out and do what their mams and dads do. Some people say lucky, some people say dragged along, but all because I met Pat and Senan yesterday, delivery drivers from Kildare. I'd say Senan was about 10 and he was out working hard all day. So I've got loads of kids up. So Shuan, what's going on with you?
Hi Dave, I'm Shuan and I'm going to work with my mummy in Sligo. She works in Family of Cares and I hope I have a great time. Bye.
Bye. I hope you have a great time too, Shuan. Thanks a million for your message. Who's this?
Hi, Dave. My name is Shan Dooley. My mommy is a childminder and I'm helping her out this week with the babies.
Uh-huh.
So today we're going to the zoo. Bye.
Bye, the zoo. What an amazing combination of working with your mam, but also having the absolute crack and going to the zoo. That's brilliant, Shan Dooley. What a legend. Dara.
Hey, Dave, this is Dara from Limerick. Going out doing some fencing with my dad.
Fencing? See, there's an important job now. That needs to be done. Make sure all the cattle are kept in or whatever else you're doing. And Kieran's not a kid anymore, but he remembers.
For 8 long years, every day I went to work with my dad. My dad was a teacher in the primary school I went to.
Yeah, sometimes I wonder if that's actually is that a good or a bad thing. Collie says, Dave, I see Bronny James was forced to go to work with his dad LeBron last week. The thoughts of it. How evil is LeBron? Yeah, that was an amazing thing, by the way. I don't know if you saw that, but LeBron James and Bronny James became the first father and son ever to play in the same team in the NBA. Absolutely amazing. And Evan Waterford says, I won't name it, Dave, but my dad worked for one of the utility companies, and in the summers in the late 80s and early 90s, they were spent in the back of a van travelling Waterford, Wexford and Kilkenny. We'd head to the nearest beach or park and play there, so we got the whistle from my dad to go. Would never be done today with health and safety, but there are great memories and we had good summers. Glad to hear it, Aoife. That's absolutely brilliant. Martin's on the phone this morning. How are you, Martin?
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Good. You're in Tipperary, are you? Whereabouts?
We are in Nina. So we are in Nina, Tipperary. So.
Okay, good man. And come here. Do you have a memory of going out with your dad, or you got your young fella out with you?
Yeah, well, we had a farm, Dave, so we grew up on it myself, so I ended up, sure, I loved it. I was out there every day.
Yeah.
And time didn't matter. We just did out, work was done. And my young lads now are the same way. My youngest lad, Rory, was out with me the other night plowing.
And what age is Rory?
He's 7.
7 years old out plowing.
Yeah, and my other lad, Grode, will be out as well on the farm as well. So.
And what age is Grode?
Grode is, I think it's 11.
Should we go at 11 and see how his we get
birthday,
on?
It was his birthday party this week. His birthday was early on in the month, so
fantastic. Week, so. Brilliant. So on the lads, I mean, like, when they're out with you, are they sitting beside you in the tractor just chatting away, or do you actually give them bits to do?
If we're on the tractor, obviously, yeah, sit beside you on it. But out in the farm, when we have cows and stuff, so, like, to be small jobs, you give them to do.
Yeah,
you try and get them interested.
Well, that's it. That's obviously what happened to you, Martin.
Yeah. I know, I think it's a disease we're born with.
you can't escape it if it's in your blood that way.
Yeah.
Well, look, that's brilliant. I'm glad. So Rory was out. And what time would you have wrapped up, like?
Well, that was the exception because we wanted to get the crops on before the weather changed and stuff. So normally, but most nights we finished up early around 6 or 7 o'clock. Some evenings I'd be out. More evenings. If there's something happening with the machines, we'd probably see them out a bit more.
Of course.
The machines and the cows and then. Sure, we have. There's five kids in the family, so I better say hello to all. And
oh, God. Yeah, give them all their names, yeah.
Sive, Fia, and Maeve. And Maeve's a big fan of, what you call it, Black Rock and Beach.
Ah, brilliant.
So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm glad you remembered all their names there. You have a fair few to go through, so fair play to you.
I better say, the wife, Weaver.
Yeah, I was just about to say, the most important member of the family as well needs a shout out. Martin, you're doing all the right things. Fair play to you bringing Rory and Garode out and letting them see what a real day's work is. You're a good man. Thanks a million.
Here's
Dave. Thanks. Slán, Martin. See you. Bye-bye. Some more voice notes flying in. 087-4100-102. Kids doing real work this week. What about you, Mia?
This is Mia, and I'm up since 6 o'clock this morning working with on my mom's dairy farm, milking cows, scraping poo, and now going to feed the cows. Bye.
Bye. That's a real job, Mia. Well done. David?
Hi, Dave. This is David Connolly from Galway. Yesterday, I went farming with my dad. And today, my brother's gone farming with my dad.
Lucky boys, well done. Who's this?
Hi, Dave. Aiden here. Hedge cutting up on the tractor with my family for the day.
You're doing hedge cutting. Excellent work, Aiden. Fiona, who are you giving a shout out to?
My mum used to deliver leaflets door to door. And I remember this one time, and we used to go out and help her sometimes, but I remember this one time, she got asked to do crunchy nut cornflakes. And they had these mini boxes, like, you know, the little tiny boxes of crunchy nut cornflakes. And we used to run up to the letterbox and try and squeeze a crunchy nut cornflakes through the letterbox and back down to the house. But as a result, we ended up with cases and cases of miniature boxes of crunchy nut cornflakes at home in our house. It was amazing.
I'd say it was, but I also imagine that if you're forcing crunchy nut cornflakes in through letterboxes, there have to have been some breakages and spillages. And I don't know how popular you would have been around the neighbourhood if that was happening. Who's there now?
Hi, my name is Greta Salmon and I'm 10 years old and I'm going to work with my mum in her hair salon. It's in Westport and we love listening to Today FM.
Wow, amazing, Grace. Well, I've got a special message for our Cathal Minogue.
Oh, yeah?
Who earlier on was telling us that he used to get dragged by his mam to go and do Irish dancing classes. Well, Aideen, Zara and Faye have all gotten together, Cathal.
Hi, we're two or three Irish dancers on the way to Drogheda. Aideen, Zara and Faye, and our dance teacher Fiona. Does Cathal want to come and clean chairs? It's Faye's birthday as well.
Happy birthday, Faye. Happy and birthday. How can three of them talk in exactly the same sentence, exactly the same
That's
way?
That's impressive. That just shows they're great dancers
they
as well.
Obviously have, in sync. Yeah, they have the proper in sync business. Fair play to
well,
you.
Well, Dave, can I leave?
No,
I've got work to do, man.
You're here working with your big friend Dave.
Don't clean chairs at Irish dancing class.
No. Real jobs. Tell you what, there are kids all around the country who are shaking out the cobwebs. They're getting out of bed and they're going doing a day's work. And I think Finn in Cork might well have the coolest of all the jobs the kids have. Good morning, Finn.
Ben.
How are you?
Good.
Now, tell everybody in the whole country, what job are you doing?
I'm working at the fun fair with my dad, so I am.
Yes! And what age are you?
9.
And what do you do at the fun fair?
I do the Race-O-Rama, so I do okay. One of our kiddie rides.
And do you have to look after the ride and make sure it's working properly?
Huh?
Do you have to look after the rides and make sure they're all working properly?
Yeah.
Right, and what kind of work do you have to do then?
I have to stamp tickets and make sure that people are in the ride properly.
Oh, right. Health and safety and all that, Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how long has your dad been doing this? As long as you're alive?
My dad has been doing this since he's a kid.
Wow. And now you're getting a chance to do it as well.
Yeah.
And what is the coolest bit about working like you work at these rides?
It's just something fun to do.
And do you ever get to go on them?
Yeah.
Okay, that's important because you have to get some perks when you work like yeah. that, don't you, Finn? Unbelievable. And so where are you going today?
I am going to Turles with my dad to build up the Miami.
Build up the Miami? Is that the name of a ride?
Huh?
Is Miami the name of a ride?
Yeah.
Right, you're going to build up the Miami in Thurles. Finn, you are having the best day and the best midterm ever. And I'm going to send you out a Dave Moore mug because you're so cool, all right? Is that cool?
Yeah.
Come on, Finn. Listen, you get back on. You make sure the Miami's working well in Thurles. Fair play to you, Finn.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. What a hero. Doing a proper day's work out there. If you're going to see the Miami and Turles, you'll know it's Finn that got it going for you. Donegan was on to us.
Hi, my name's Donegan O'Neill and I'm 9 years old. I'm doing deliveries in the lorry with my daddy and we're flat out like a badger in a bypass.
Yes, excellent, Donegan. What about Oisín?
Hey, Dave, I'm helping my mum embroidering beanies this week.
Oh my God, embroidering beanies. You kids are all amazing, doing incredible work. Emma's there too.
Hi, Dave. It's Emma. I'm not going to work with my mum, but I'm going to a show in the Hawkswell with my friend Chloe.
Very nice, a show in the Hawkswell. Well, enjoy that now, you legend. Everyone who's doing amazing work, I'm so impressed with you. Genuinely am. You're doing absolutely brilliant things this week and certainly doing better than most of the grown-ups who haven't got in touch at all because they're all just listening to you guys. Love that. Kids, amazing, out doing proper work. Proper work. Prepare them.
Oh, but come here. The kid in the fun fair.
Yes.
Oh, best job ever.
That's the best.
It is. Although I love some of the kids were like, I'm doing this with my dad. I'm doing this, whatever. And then if I get tired, I just sleep in the van. Like, yes.
That's the best.
Like, you can do work and then you can go, I'm not doing any more work today. Yeah. That's the best way to do it. Fair play to them. Absolute legends. Do you know who else are legends? The Garda Síochána, because they came to the rescue of a stranded wedding florist. Oh my God, the panic. Róisín Sweeney is from Nettle Design and she's going to tell us everything that happened. Róisín, good morning.
Hi Dave, how are you?
I'm good. What an eventful weekend you had.
It was seriously dramatic. I did not anticipate that.
Okay, so first of all, tell everybody what it was you were supposed to be doing and then before everything kind of went haywire.
Sure. So I'm a wedding florist and I had quite a big job booked for yesterday for the bank holiday Monday. So I haven't got my own van just yet. So I always rent one. If I've got a really big job on, I need to get a load of stuff.
Okay, because our Maria sitting here in front of me, my producer, she is a trained florist as well. And she was doing flowers for her brother and sister-in-law's wedding recently and just managed to fit them all in the back of her car. But just about. So I'd imagine as soon as you're doing a big wedding with a lot of stuff, you do need a van.
That's it. You see, there was a huge, big kind of metal arch piece. So
yes.
It's the size of a van that you need. So yeah, I always rent one for those bigger jobs. And I had picked up the van on the Friday and loaded it up the night before the wedding. And then I went out at 7 a.m. to hit the road and deliver my bridal bouquets. And the van got about 20 meters down the road and then just conked and was going absolutely nowhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nightmare.
So what was your journey? Where were you going from and where were you going to?
So I was heading from Dunleary over to Lady Chapel in Maynooth.
Oh, that's a fair old journey.
And then Sandcastle Hotel.
Right, okay. So yeah, a long old journey to do. And it literally just got down the road and stopped, did it?
20 metres down the road and it conked out. And I know nothing about cars. Like, I just didn't have a notion. And this was 7 a.m. on a bank holiday Monday. So I was just, my heart was in my mouth.
And I mean, I presume, as I said, if you even have your own car, it doesn't matter. You're not going to fit a steel arch and all the other bits you need into your car regardless. So,
yeah, what, and like, every time we see a panda, like, it was not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen in that. So what was the plan then?
So I rang. First, I tried Enterprise. There was no getting through to them on a bank holiday Monday.
Right.
And then they had an emergency set up with AA that I could call. So that was my second port of call. And the people on the phone from AA were fantastic. They were like, listen, we're going to get someone to you within about an hour. I'll let you know exactly when they'll be there.
Right.
They called me back and was like, okay, they're going to be there in 20 minutes. You're okay. And I had been kind of manically leaving voicemails on the phones of anybody I knew who might have a van or have a cousin with a van.
And of course, the only thing you don't want to do is start leaving voicemails on the phones of the bride and groom who at this moment are preparing for the biggest day of their lives.
Exactly that. That's the big one. And they were such a gorgeous couple as well. But the bride was expecting me with her bouquet at 8 o'clock. So it was 7 and the van wouldn't start. So I actually called a friend of mine, Emma, and her partner, Pete, who had ran the marathon the day before. And they picked up the phone at 7 o'clock.
Wow.
And they drove over to me to pick up the bridal bouquet. So that they were my first amazing assistants that I got that morning.
Okay.
And then the AA guy arrived, Will, and he completely put me at ease. He was just an absolute credit to them. He was so helpful. And he said, listen, we're going to find a solution. No matter what happens,
right,
there's going to be some solution here. So he was just remarkable. He kept me steady. And then a squad car just happened to go past. And Will from the AA hailed them down. And they pulled in, and Will was just going to ask them to help get the van in off the road.
Yeah.
It was kind of blocking the way. And once they heard the story, they were like, well, listen, let us go and get a van. We'll sort you out.
Straight. What?
They didn't think twice about it. They were so kind.
So they went and got a Garda van.
They went and they got the paddy wagon and loaded all of these incredible flowers into the back of the paddy wagon. Between the lot of us, we had it done in about 10 minutes. And they were just so easygoing, thought nothing of it. They just saw that I was kind of in a difficult situation. I really needed support and they were delighted to give it. They were just absolutely remarkable.
So they got the paddy wagon, loaded the stuff up, and then they drove you to where you needed to go, Lady Chapel, and then onto the castle.
Onto Lady Chapel. So the guards took all the flowers to Lady Chapel. It was Stephen and Jonathan were the two lads. Absolutely,
yeah,
unbelievable. And then Will from the AA drove me the whole way out as well.
Ah, you're joking. So everybody was pulling their weight.
Everybody. And the whole day, I mean, no matter what stupid little situation arose, it kept coming up again and again. Like, it was a double-decker bus that took all the flowers from the chapel over to the hotel.
The couple
had booked a double-decker bus to ship their guests, and he came back and did an extra run to move the flowers.
Ah, stop.
The venue in Barbarestown, Sinead, the wedding coordinator, she had offered to come and pick me up and take as much as she could in her car. Just people were
incredible, just absolutely incredible in such a difficult situation.
That is just so brilliant. I mean, look, I suppose we hear about, I don't know, the term community policing, and you don't really know what it means. You know, you don't, does that affect me? But like when guards do things like that, it's just, they're just looking after the community. I know they're not, you know, out solving a crime right there, but they're literally helping somebody like you out who's having a knock-on effect on everybody else's day who's involved in that wedding.
Big time, big time. Because as kind of, I'm a sole trader and I live in the apartment here by myself, and I was just thinking, how can I get the support? Who can I ask to help?
Yeah.
Like everybody, every single person I met was just so, so happy to help. So I was blown away. Yeah, the guards were exceptional, and they thought nothing of it. It was
yes.
just, they thought, this is the right thing to do. We'll go, we'll help her, we'll sort it out. It's no big deal. They weren't looking for a big prize or big pints.
Well, they're getting it today. Garda Carton and Garda O'Dowd and Will from the AA and everyone, the double-decker bus driver and your friends who delivered everything. Everyone has just been so brilliant. Well, come here, Roisin. People will want to know your Instagram so they can have a look at your business. What is it?
Oh, it's at Nettle, N-E-T-T-L-E, full stop design.
At nettle.design on Instagram, or nettledesign.com is the website. Well, look, Roisin, I'm so glad that everything worked out, but more importantly, so great to hear from you, from the horse's mouth, at how brilliant the guards were, and Will at the AA, and everybody else who was helping you out. It's fantastic. I love these kinds of stories.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's just, yeah, nice to hear something cheerful, I guess.
Absolutely, absolutely brilliant. Well, look, congratulations on eventually getting there and getting everything set up. And I gather Lara and Seamus had a very happy day, the couple.
They did. And I tell you what, they heard the scale at the end of the day rather than the start.
Yeah, smart, yeah.
They were fantastic. They were such a beautiful, beautiful couple. So I'm sure it was a magic day for them.
Brilliant. Well, Roisin Sweeney from Nettle Design, thank you so much for taking the time and having a chat to me today. Hopefully the next one will be a little bit less dramatic.
Hopefully all of them in the future will be
dramatic. Hopefully. Nice one, Roisin. Thanks a million.
Bye.
See you, bye.
Ah, Roisin, the guards came to the rescue. Fair play to them. I love those stories. And in fairness to Garda Síochána, you know, they're doing loads of great stuff, as I said, that doesn't necessarily get the profile it deserves. And there's a good bunch of people there doing good things, but fair play to them. And
that's
fair play
the stuff
to Roisin
as well that should be on the news, because we're always hearing of the hours that are, that you know, the arguments that are happening within the Garda Síochána and all this. And it's always, seems to be always like a negative.
So I've been saying this, you know, I've been saying this to you particularly, but I've been saying to everybody who listened to me for years, that is as much news as something terrible that happens. But yet we are told 6 o'clock, terrible things, 9 o'clock, terrible things, top of every hour, terrible things. Like, well, hang on, there's also really good things happening everywhere in the world.
Yeah, like going through the papers every morning when we're in here, and you always see lines about the amount of guards that have either retired or have left the force in that month.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then this is always a line that's in the paper.
Yeah.
But then there's the stories
it's
like
good
this.
Stuff.
And there's that's happening all across the country.
And not just guards. Like any, like there's guaranteed, there's people today, listen to this, where something cool has just happened to them. Something nice has just happened to them.
We ain't hearing about it.
I'm not hearing about it.
But unless, it's our job.
Unless you seek it out.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Go look for Dave Moore podcasts.
Or listen to Dave Moore Show.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
9 to 12, Monday to Friday on Today FM. But yeah, there's good stuff happening. You just need to decide yourself, I'm going to surround myself and immerse myself in good things. Like Cillian Murphy. He's a good thing. He's an Oscar winner. He's a legend. He's a Cork man. And I got to chat to him all about his movie. Small things like these. What a legend.
Yeah. First thing, I do have to say two things, Cillian. One, I haven't seen you since you won, so congratulations on the Oscar. And two,
thanks,
congratulations to you both on such a powerful film. It really, really is amazing.
Thanks, man.
Cillian, like, you're very much behind this film, not just in front of the camera. Why this story? How did it come about?
It came about because I really wanted to work with Tim Meelens, the director. Again, we'd worked together on Peaky.
Yeah.
And I'd read the book, and it really stayed with me. And then it was actually my wife Yvonne who said, "Like, what about Claire Keegan?" We were trying to figure out what story to tell. And then I thought, "There's no way these rights will be available." And then miraculously, they were available. And so then I brought it to Enda, and then I brought it to Eileen, and then it kind of gathered steam, you know, and came together very, very quickly. But you know, it's a very important film, I think, or book, I should say. And hopefully the film does justice to the book. But, you know, I feel like even though it's an Irish story, I feel like it's a kind of a universal story. You know,
I think it
has resonated. We played it in America and it really struck a chord over there as well. Because I think every society experiences something like this. And we do need people to stand up and say what everyone is thinking.
Yeah. You know? And listen, one question away from the film for a second. I can't have two Corkonians on and not ask about Cork's incredible year. Bambi Tug at Eurovision, the cabin crew, two goals in the Olympics, an Oscar. How are y'all feeling?
Should we always do it?
Oh, Corkigaboo.
We wouldn't have expected anything less.
Well, listen, congratulations on everything, but particularly small things like these. It is genuinely, as you said, thought-provoking and a really important piece I think everybody needs to go and see. So thanks a million.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Cheers,
Dave.
Great to see you, Kel. See you, Eileen. Thanks a million. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Cillian Murphy, Eileen Walsh, Shara Legends. The movie's brilliant. If you get a chance, go and see it. It is moving. It is important. It is just a feast for the senses, though.
Just he's just an incredible actor, isn't he? Like in everything you see him in. He's just astounding. Yeah.
Totally. And the reaction after the premiere of this, the Irish premiere, the reaction online about his performance.
Yeah.
Now it's like every movie that he does will be expecting, you know what I mean? Which is tough because these have been just two huge movies for him. You know, obviously this one will be when it comes out to the country. But isn't that like, do you think he cares? Like, do you think he feels pressure?
I don't think, I think he
seems relaxed.
Yeah.
I think Cillian is about, and this sounds a little bit like flowery, but he's about the art.
Mm.
So where he thinks it's important, where he thinks it matters, is when he's on set and he's embodying the character of whoever he's embodying, whether it's Peaky Blinders, Oppenheimer, Smallville, whatever it is, that's where he does his work. And then everything else, he's like, okay, fine, I have to go talk to Dave about the movie.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Dave about the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go to this premiere. I'll do that. Okay, I have to do the whatever. But what matters to him is the performance on the day on the set that then doesn't see the light of day for 6 months or a year or whatever it is. And then that's why you often hear people like, I don't watch movies. I don't watch my own movies. I don't watch, you know, because he's done it. He's done the thing. Like his bit of the job is finished. Then it's up to the director and the editor and the producers to make all of that work. He can't really control it in there. You know what I mean?
I heard actually a really interesting thing. Andrew Garfield, who will be appearing on the show between now and sometime soon.
I believe early 2025.
Yeah, but he's coming and I'm so excited. Nice tease. Welcome in advance. He was doing an interview about the movie that you are going to be interviewing about. A Moment in Time, Something in Time.
We
Live in Time.
Amazing.
And
amazing.
I can't wait to see him. So excited. But he was saying how for years he was like that he couldn't watch his own films. And then he kind of went, but that means I don't get to enjoy them. And I pick the projects I want to do because I know that they're going to be good projects.
Yeah.
And then I don't get to watch them because I'm like, oh, I don't look great in that scene, or I didn't do my best job in that scene. And like he was saying, for example, he was a huge Spider-Man fan before he was Spider-Man.
Right.
And then like
never
the irony of being
ones.
The only person that he said it took him a long time to watch them. I think he had an awful time around the hype around it.
Yes.
But he was like, to be able to go back and go, yeah, I was a great Spider-Man. Yes. Like, or I was brilliant in that. Like, he's like, getting to that point where you can enjoy being part of the project is really cool.
Just go back to Cillian for a second. I wonder, Cillian is such an earnest actor, right? Will there come a time in Cillian's career, which happens to a lot of actors who have very earnest and serious character roles up to a certain point, where at some point someone puts a rom-com, a caper, a buddy movie, something completely light in front of Cillian Murphy and he eventually goes, yeah, go on. Like, say De Niro. It happened to De Niro. De Niro was always super about the art, the earnest. He was the New York Italian gangster movies or whatever. You know, everything he did was it. And then eventually at some point someone went, meet the fuckers. And he went, yeah, cool.
Sounds
and
great.
He just says, I'll do that. Like, you know what I mean?
Bad grandpa.
And then, that's what I'm saying. No, now, from that moment on then, he now can do everything. He can do The Irishman. He can do like Bad Grandpa, whatever. Yeah. But Cillian obviously is right now is carving out this, like, I am doing this. I suppose maybe Anthony Hopkins is a bit like that. He's never really deviated. You don't see Anthony Hopkins in the comedy. Whereas, like, even Michael Caine would do a comedy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Ian,
like,
McKellen. Was Ian McKellen, would he kind of do a comedy?
No, Ian Wood, you remember he was in Extras with Ricky Gervais and whatever. And
Cillian is funny.
Cillian is very funny. This is kind of my point, I suppose, is that, like, at some point, someone will go, you know, okay, Cillian, how about this? And eventually, he will eventually, because I'm sure he gets it now, and he's like, no, not interested.
Yeah.
Just want to do the art, just want to do the work. And at some point, he'll go, Go on, I'll give it a bash. Okay.
Scriptwriters, movie makers, write a Cillian Murphy rom-com.
Cillian Murphy rom-com would definitely be something we'd all sign up for. Right, 9 to 12 a.m. No, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You know how it works. the clock, it's times, you figure it out. We're on the radio anyway, Monday to Friday on Today FM. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Dave Moore on Today FM.